big arguments. It had been the monthly editorial meeting. Ed knew Greta was troubled by the letter from Anon, and was trying to make this interval between his homecoming and dinner like that of any other evening. Ed worked at Cross & Dickinson on Lexington Avenue, and was senior editor in the nonfiction department. He was 42, and had been with the publishing house for 6 years. He sat down on the dark green sofa and patted the pillow once, which was an okay for Lisa, who wanted to leap up. "Want me to pick up something?" Ed asked, as he nearly always did.
"Ah, yes, darling, some sour cream. I forgot it. It goes with our dessert."
There was a delicatessen on Broadway. "What's for dinner?"
"Corned beef. You didn't smell it?"
Greta laughed. Ed had smelled it and forgot. One of his favorite dishes. "It's because you didn't put the cabbage on yet." He set his drink down and stood up. "Okay, Lisa?" Lisa leapt off the sofa and scurried around in the foyer, as if looking for her own leash, which hung inside the hall closet door. "Back in 20 minutes, Ed said. He started to take his topcoat, and decided not to. The elevator was self-operating, but there was a doorman below, George tonight, a husky black fellow. "How are you, Lisa?" George said, and bent to pat her. But Lisa was in such a hurry to see the great outdoors, she gave him only a perfunctory salute with front paws raised in a capriole, then strained at her leash to get to the sidewalk. That evening, Ed envied Lisa's energy. He felt tired and vaguely depressed. Lisa went to the right towards West End and the delicatessen, and paused to crouch and pee in the gutter. Ed considered going to the delicatessen first, then decided to take Lisa to Riverside Park now for her usual run. He went down the stone steps ornamented by the equestrian statue of Franz Ziegel, crossed the drive with the light, and let Lisa off her leash. Dusk was falling quickly. It was just after 7 p.m., and the month was October. Across the Hudson River, a couple of lighted advertisements had come on. This time last year, Ed thought, Margaret had been alive. His daughter. Don't think any more about that, he told himself. Aged 18. What a shame and all that. Oddly, the conventional phrases were the most comforting. It was because he knew he could not bring himself to think profoundly about her death, her absence, the waste, the shame and all that. That was, if he was even capable of thinking profoundly about anything. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe that was why he didn't try, didn't dare, to think about his promising daughter, who had fallen in with a lot of young crumbs and died of drugs. No, rather, she'd been shot in a brawl. Why had he thought of drugs? She'd been trying drugs, yes, that was true, but the drugs had not killed her. The shot had killed her. In a bar in Greenwich Village. The police had rounded up the boys with the guns, but it had been extremely vague just who fired that particular shot, and in a way it didn't matter, to Ed. The bar was called the Plastic Arms. Disgusting. Not even a funny joke, that name. They had changed the name since the night of the police raid, the brawl, the shooting. Ed said in a firm voice, Lisa, old girl, you're going to bring something back tonight. But he hadn't brought her blue rubber ball. He didn't want to throw a stone, which Lisa would have gladly fetched, because stones were bad for her teeth. Lisa, damn it, I forgot your ball. Lisa looked at him expectantly and barked, Throw something. Ed picked up a stick, a short, thick piece, heavy enough to be thrown some distance. Lisa went after it like a shot and brought it back, teasing him for the first seconds, as if she would not let it go, but at last she put it down, because she wanted it to be thrown again. Ed threw it. The sour cream, he thought. Mustn't forget. Okay, Lisa. Ed clapped his hands. He was shouting towards some dark bushes where Lisa had disappeared in quest of the stick. Since the dog didn't appear, Ed trudged towards the bushes. Give it up, old girl. She had no doubt lost the stick and was sniffing around for it. He didn't see her. Ed turned around. Lisa? He whistled. There was a zoom of automobile engines as a red light changed to green on Riverside Drive. Lisa! Ed went up to the street level and looked on the pavement. But what would Lisa be doing up here? He turned back down the grassy slope, back to the clump of trees.